Next, a letter to Doc Knapp, again, Christian Mary, M-E-R-Y, Lassen Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. Date of birth is 1/22/1933. Dear Dr. Knapp, I had the pleasure of meeting Patient Mary Willis in the office on 1/22/2013. As you recall, this is an 80-year-old Caucasian female, initially seen by myself in the office on 8/19/2002 for evaluation. Period. Patient documents going RC, South Monk Parkinson. Period. This way with myself, she did relate chest discomfort, discards pressure and evidence with associated left arm discomfort, as well as neck pain. Period. Functional study completed prior to my initial evaluation, noted to be unremarkable. Period. Symptoms seemed to resolve spontaneously. Period. She ultimately underwent a stress occurrence on 12/3/2003, noted to be equivocal. Second to water, achieved a negative 4 workload, JPEG 4 workload of 6.5 minutes. Period. At that time, LV systolic function was noted to be decreased with LVEF at 25% to 30%. Period. She ultimately presented to service in health center with complaints of chest pain, was admitted with unstable angioplasty and IV nitroglycerin, low and excess from beta blockers. Period. Circuitic enzymes are negative, and she was transferred to some medical center where she underwent coronary angiography, showing non-obstructive coronary disease. Period. LVEF at that time noted to be within normal limits. Period. A repeat stress occurrence on 9/27/2007 noted to be abnormal, and she underwent repeat coronary angiography to Sutton Heart Hospital once again, showing non-obstructive coronary disease with dilatomyopathy and severe LV dysfunction. LVEF estimated at 30%. Period. Again, noted abnormal stress occurring on 5/29/2009, and underwent repeat coronary angiography on 6/15/2009, showing single vessel non-obstructive coronary disease with non-obstructive coronary disease, LVEF at 30-35%. Period. In view of persistent non-obstructive coronary disease, patient underwent implantation by bifurcation marker ICD and subsequently had revision of the device. Period. Repeat echocardiogram completed on 11/9/2010 showed left atrial large remainder of intercardial supranormal with mild concentric left hypertrophy, moderate global hypertension, LVEF at 30-35%, with mild mitral regurgitation, moderate air constriction, trivial and mild tricuspid regurgitation. Period. She's been similar case follow-up, has had her device interrogated in multiple cases well. Period. She's last seen follow-up on 10/23/2012. Period. She presents a follow-up as well as device interrogation. Period. She is relating increase in exertional dyspnea as well as orthopnea PND. Period. Does rare transient chest pain lasting less than 1 minute. Period. No shortness of breath or rest. Knowledge on diaphragm, neck, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, or syncope. Period. She does admit to lower extremity edema, which is stable. Period. She appears to be diuresing fairly well, and her weight is stable. Period. Paragraph on physical exam. Vitals falls, heart rate 82, respiratory 14, blood pressure 130 over 78, weight is 162 pounds, height is 5'4". Period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or cryobrew. Not a period. Heart is regular rate and rhythm with 2/6 of a second per minute, no S3, so no repeat PMI is not displaced, lungs are clear. Having a soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period, extremely home dry, without cyanosis, pallid edema, for pulse wearing intact, times 4 extremities, period. Perga, impression 1, mild congestive heart failure, number 2, non-infectious coronary disease, number 3, non-infectious coronary disease, moderate LV systolic dysfunction, next number, left bundle branch block, which is chronic, next number, status post by pressure maker ICD, next number, moderate aortic insufficiency, next to mild mitral regurgitation, next to trivial and mild tricuspid regurgitation. Period. Paragraph. Recommendation 1. Patient increased her leg 640 milligrams daily for 3 days and then resumed 20 milligrams daily. Number 2. She, patient otherwise continued coma recovery and improved medication. Patient next to her, she's call with status on 1/28/2013. Next number, she have an ICD interrogation take schedule. Next number, patient follow-up in 1 month. Next number, repeat biventricular ICD interrogation in April 2013. Pre-paragraph, thank you very much for allowing me to proceed care of this patient. Questions and concerns, please don't hesitate to contact me. Signed this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott Comedio.